This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome, everybody, to a very special episode of the H3 Podcast. Today is my first ever debate against the one and only Steven Crowder, who, thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. Steven Crowder.
Please stand up.
Who's standing up?
Ethan, please stand
Ethan.
Up.
Ethan, oh, man.
Ethan, please stand up.
Who am I to disobey our great, glorious leader? Crowder challenged me to a debate. He called me a layup. He said I was stupid. Well, Steven, I think the debate speaks for itself. Steven Crowder, for those of you that don't know, is probably one of the most hateful, bigoted people on the platform. Racist, homophobic, I mean, pretty much hits every box. We made this big, beautiful compilation of some of his greatest hits, but it's actually so heinous and offensive that YouTube age-restricted the first upload of our video. So that all is available for our members, the whole compilation, everything, which is, you know, adds a lot of atmosphere. But for the sake of this version, we had to cut all of that out. But he is, let's just take my word for it in that case, a giant douche. Well, my tiff with Steven came when he said that our clip about COVID, when we were saying it's okay to listen to scientists, said it was his favorite clip of all time. We went back and forth for people who have been following, and Steven boldly challenged me to a debate and a video titled, Your Move, Ethan.
I will invite you on the show, Ethan Klein. I will have my, you know what, I'll follow you on Twitter. I will have Darren, my booker, reach out where you can come on this show.
Darren's his dad, by the way, right? Just say your dad, bro. He keeps trying to hide that it's his dad. You guys will get more info about the dad. But Darren's his dad.
We usually go after political figures, science, authoritative sources, yeah. Right on this show. Usually those are the people who we have to debate. Change My Mind is not a debate, but we've had politicians, scientists, Pulitzer winners. And every now and then, a layup crosses our path who, we, you know, we just just kind of like the shtick that you're only capable of.
Now, in our original video about Crowder, we had noticed that he had reached out to me to book me on his show, and he was kind of butthurt that I ghosted him all this time. And in this video, he claims here that he never reached out to a booker and that I'm lying about it. So here's what he says about that.
I'm going to assume that you didn't blatantly lie in some of the things that you said, that you're just really lazy or incapable of your due diligence. So you said we'll get to a female booker reached out to you for the show. Hey, Gerald, have I ever had a female booker?
That's a no.
Never,
that's
ever, negative. Ever. Now you're either lying.
We don't work with women on this show. So that's impossible.
Or you're so lazy. Because I don't want to bully you, and then you go and try and get us removed. You're not so bully. Lazy, you didn't even just verify the fact that it was complete.
Well, you know what? I took this to heart. So I said, you know what, Steven? I am going to look into this. I found the email that was sent to me. It was very professional. And it still had her social media contacts on it. And so I followed her down on Instagram. And I said, hey, blank, did you ever do booking for Louder with Crowder? I'm just trying to verify that this email I got from you inviting me on the show is real or not. Thanks. Here's the email, by the way. Super professional. Definitely a real email, by the way. This one in particular. She immediately responded to me. She said, yes, I did booking for him years ago for a few months. I'm not quite sure whose contact you'd have now. I know his dad does his booking for him, though. Let me know if you need it to try his finest contact. Interesting that she knows that detail. That makes me think that is very real. And that he's lying about inviting me on his show. How odd. Well, yeah. And while we're talking about lying, Steven, why don't you tell him that you never filed a lawsuit? Tell us if you filed that lawsuit against YouTube, Steven. Come on. Be honest with your viewers. And, you know, Steven says he doesn't want to bully me, but here he goes on to say this. And I am feeling very insecure now that Steven has taken a shot at me.
Wait, the Kleenex.
Let me just say, first of all, you have...
Hold on a second.
We were making fun of the fact that Steven had Kleenex on his table, which is pretty funny, let's be honest. He's sitting there with gun holsters and tissue. I mean, what, is he crying every second? So listen to this.
Get out of here.
That's due to allergies, okay? So I had a bronchial thing, which is, community guidelines, an immutable condition. Oh? It's genetic.
Oh, poor Steven with his allergies. Don't put the tissue on your desk. It's funny. All right, don't get so twisted up. Look how twisted he gets about me laughing about him crying all the time. He needs a box of tissue on his desk.
But I guess there's a ceasefire here so we can talk about any genetic conditions like the lack of chin, lack of beard, 120-pound man wearing the Cinderella bandana on his head.
That one I didn't get. What's the 120-pound man? Cinderella?
I couldn't really follow.
If he's talking about me, I am not 120 pounds. Trust me, dude. We don't have it. Right. Well, anyway.
And to compensate with a beard that he uses just for men or the eyebrow phrase like E.T. in the cornfield? It's so stupid, bro. The point is...
I always think it's, like, hilarious when people actually go to the... debase themselves to making fun of my Tourette's, you know? It's like, well, okay, dude. I really got you hard with the tissue thing, bro. Just don't put the tissue on. I can't hide my Tourette's.
You fired the first volley by making fun of his allergies.
So. Your allergies, dude.
Poor Steven Crowder has
a disability.
We didn't realize he had a disability like that.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, bro.
Ableist much?
I had all that coming. Yeah. I am deeply offended, though, at the bullying portrayed, and I take absolute cross with that. You know, and Dan had this one moment that actually went a little bit viral in the political community that Steven notably ignored during our tit for tat. I'll play it for you here. And this is where
that
I'm leading
to. A lot of people, but just because I feel like there's a decent chance Steven Crowder will see this, and this will be the only time that I get to say this. Debate Sam Cedar, dude. Stop being such a pussy. I know that your dad doesn't want you to, and... You know, but that was a long time ago. That was you're 3 years older now. It's time. It's time to debate Sam. So
and notably, he doesn't include this. He watches the whole clip, but not the debate Sam Cedar.
Weird he didn't cover that part. He went into a lot of detail on everything else.
Oh, yeah. Oh, exhaustive detail. Huh. Now, who is Sam Cedar? Sam Cedar is the host of a political left-leaning show called The Majority Report. Has 1 million subs. He's a big channel. Crowder famously backed out of a scheduled debate with Sam at Politicon, earning him the name Cold Feet Crowder at the behest of his dad. Sam secretly recorded the phone call with the organizer of the event who exposed Crowder. Here's the call.
Yeah, that's a real shame.
I think you're bigger. Yeah, I don't know what his team is doing around him, and that's, you know, just for me to speculate at this point. I don't know.
He has a team? He has a whole team, and he won't do it? He can bring the team.
I believe it's his father, but I can't confirm or deny that.
By the way, everyone seems to be confirming that it's his dad doing all this shit behind the scenes somehow. So people speculate that actually... He actually backed out of the debate because Sam is actually, you know, an informed, good debater. And they were afraid that, you know, Crowder would look like an idiot. And so he backed out at the last minute at the behest of his father. The thing is, he's happy to challenge me, somebody that has no political, very little. I don't spend my day talking and thinking about politics, nor am I a debater, nor am I, let's be honest, intelligent. Sophie, right? Let's be honest. So with all that being said, we figured let's get someone who is familiar with the topics, who does spend their time thinking about politics, and who is, you know, unlike me, smart. So we've got a little surprise for Steven Crowder. So let's all enjoy the debate.
I'm really glad to have my next guest on the show. And I've always said this, I always respect people who enter into the arena. And, you know, we've had a lot of debates on this show, which is different from like a Change My Mind where we sit down and have conversations. But my old Brazilian jiu-jitsu coach always said, if you come a switch, we go switch. You go spicy, we're going to do a little spicy. So we always try and keep it as respectful as possible. And I really do appreciate the guy making the time because a lot of people has a huge YouTube channel, several YouTube channels, one of the OGs. Mm. A lot of people watch him. You know him. Some of you like him. Some of you don't. Same can be said for me. Ethan Klein from H3H3. Ethan, thanks, man, for making the time.
You're very welcome. And I just want to say, I know you called me. You said that I would be a layup. Which is fine. And yeah, I think you're right, because I don't think I'm a very good debater. I think you know that. So I didn't want to make it too easy for you.
Oh, okay.
So I've prepared.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So Dan, what we were going to talk about is you know, the initial quote that happened. I think he's looking off there. The initial quote that kind of was turned into a little bit of a meme, which wasn't intentional, and was you saying you don't even have to think about it regarding the CDC. And I disagree with that. I think people should think about it. I believe. And we talked about this through playful ribbing, in an aggregation of medical authorities and scientific voices to make an informed and rational decision. So where do you think that I'm wrong on that?
Stephen, do you know that the Spartans practice man love with children?
Oh, geez. Okay, so this is what's going to happen. What did I tell you? He was going to do anything he could to avoid. Oh, there he is. Oh no, Sam Cedar! What a fucking nightmare!
Thank you, Steven.
I had no idea this was going to happen. I thought Ethan was a stand-up guy. This is where we are. Yeah, I told Dave. Remember, I told you. I said this is. I guarantee you, he's going to do anything he can to avoid the debate.
Well, I just think he believes that he should debate you.
No, he doesn't. He just takes advantage of women with, you know, mental health issues. Ethan Klein doesn't stand up and do
funny,
to his own
I
fighting.
Gotta say,
it's just hilarious. Let's bring on FM.
You would do anything to avoid talking to me. I think the point that you made is
that Joe Rogan.
Yeah, Joe Rogan and Ben Shapiro and Dave Rubin and Jordan Peterson and Noam Chomsky and Sam Harris. Everyone's been avoiding.
And not just attempting to get your audience by jumping in.
Well, I debated with Charlie Kirk. Stephen, I mean. It's about issues. Let's talk about those issues.
That's what you're doing here.
Valid points.
You're so clever. I had no idea that you were taking your show off early last time, coming in today with your pig pen peanuts eyes.
I wish everything.
You take those off, are they velveteen buttons?
We must have been very worried about this, Stephen. I don't know why.
No one's worried about it, Sam. I didn't want to do it.
Let's have a debate.
Come on. I'll tell you what. I have a general
rule. This is a great opportunity.
I don't start a debate based with people on a lie. And how about you get
sabotaging?
How about you get
Stephen, show yourself, you coward. Stephen, show yourself. Don't show your co-host.
Ethan, you should show yourself.
Ethan, how can you respect yourself as a man, brother?
Stephen, you are such a coward. Stop showing your little leprechaun co-host who comes out dressed like your sidekick.
Come on, Ethan, why do you have to bring
best thing I've ever heard. So you have a guy with less viewers to come on to debate him because you can't?
Well, obviously, if I'm a layup and not a debater.
Well, look, you're
the one that got angry about
show
it.
Show Steven. Don't hold such
a
coward.
All right, hold on a second. Let me hear what Pig Pen has to say here really quick.
Fair enough.
Show
but
Steven.
Ethan, look, I don't, hold on a second. Ethan, this is because initially I came on here to talk with Ethan. Ethan, come on, man. Look, the same reason that I haven't ever had a conversation with Sam Cedar is the same reason that Joe Rogan, Sam Harris, Brett Weinstein, Dave Rubin, Ben Shapiro don't owe him anything. It's based on a lie, Ethan. Just like you claiming my Booker reached out to you, Ethan, when you know that's not true. There's no
What's
one ducking you,
Why
Sam.
Are you
I've
so
never
afraid.
Sam,
Yo,
Sam,
listen,
Sam,
I think
Sam,
you're
Sam.
A smart guy.
I can call out Mike Tyson.
I don't
Tyson.
Understand why
it doesn't mean
you
that I'm ducking
are
him.
So worried about this.
Why do you feel that? Why
don't.
Do you feel that anyone, Sam? Why do you feel that anyone owes you airtime when you have a 40th of the audience and you've been doing
I
a show
I don't think anybody owes me airtime. I think that Ethan has just given it to me. I didn't ask him for it. And
right.
So
no, you've been begging for it for a long time with everyone
Stephen,
bigger than yourself.
Why are you so worried about engaging with me?
And so what happens is he uploads 15. Times more,
do you think
has
your
less
audience
than a 50th
says,
of the audience.
Well, that's why he wants to debate you, is so he can build his
Sam,
do you
Sam,
think
come on.
Your audience cares that I only have 1 million subscribers and you have what, 6 or 7 million
I
subscribers?
Think, let me answer. Can I answer your question? Can I answer your question? Can I answer your question?
Sure.
You want me to answer your question? My audience would say Sam who? Just like Joe Rogan's audience and Ben Shapiro's and Dave Rubin.
Now they all know who I am.
Now they all know who you are because you had to shoehorn yourself into another coward show.
College students, every day that you do that, change my mind.
This is another lie. Let me clarify, Sam. The change my mind, everyone knows on the show, right? We've had professors on the
show. How did you know I ended my show early last week, Stephen? If your audience doesn't even know
because you're an idiot. How and did half you know of your that? Staff doesn't
Do you
like
watch my
you.
Show?
Because I'm a diehard fan.
Yes, it's because he's a diehard
well,
fan.
If you're yeah, a diehard
I've heard of you,
fan,
but I just
why,
met you.
Why not?
Congratulations,
have me
Sam Cedar's fan.
Steven,
just
have
a
conversation.
Huge fan.
I will
well,
talk
right
about
every
issues
time I try and
that
talk,
you
you're
want to
talk
about,
Sam.
Steven.
Yeah, right now, I'm trying to talk with you. You're interrupting,
you bombarded
Sam.
The show.
Okay, you bombarded.
Ahead.
You bombarded my show under a false pretense. You claim that ever, just like you claim that I ducked the debate with you under a false pretense. Have I ever?
That is what the Politicon people told me.
Oh, that what they
the
told you?
Well,
so you're just lazy yeah. with your research?
And if
no,
big tech
what
is,
you continue with the
I
lie.
They
you
said
need to
you
research
booked.
To say, did Steven ever accept?
They said you were
let me
booked.
Let me explain to you. Let me explain
they
to you. Let me explain.
Booked,
to, hey, whoa,
that you
whoa, whoa,
Sam, out and you literally
Sam, sweetheart,
spirit.
Sam, fake stand-up comic who we can't find any footage about online. Let
I'm
me
not
finish.
A stand-up comic.
Oh, you're not. Okay, that makes sense because everything that I've seen is incredibly unfunny and unentertaining,
well,
which may
I'm
explain the audience.
Irony alert, Steven.
Comedian.
How much have you
comedian.
Watched of my stuff, Steven, that you
Sam,
think that your audience
can I answer
wouldn't
your question?
Appreciate our,
Sam,
our discussing
Sam,
things?
Sam, Samuel, can I answer your question?
Yes.
So you have gone on, you've done the same thing with other comments. Everyone has a bigger audience than you because you said, I want to speak with Steven Crowder. You believe that at some point there was some acceptance? When have I ever done a Politicon? Ever?
I
when
don't
have I,
know.
As a matter of fact, in the last decade,
like
in the last decade,
mine,
in the last decade, I haven't done a single political conference.
How
I hosted CPAC
say,
for 4 years and stopped because they suck. They don't
say,
pay
okay.
and they're full of losers.
What about Gavin
and you've been
McGinnis
clamoring
show?
For it, and
Gavin
it's a lie.
Told me that you dropped out of doing
how
his show
say
because
that
this
you,
is just hearsay and gossip.
But how can
I've never met more of a woman
career when he wants to keep debating.
I don't know.
Let's talk about the issue.
So, Ethan, do you want to have a conversation, Ethan,
about the vaccine? Because
Ethan,
you
want to have a conversation, you're going to hide.
You absolutely,
so
I do.
About, big tech.
So why are you hiding behind Sam Cedar?
Oh, no, me and Sam are aligned. I'm not hiding. He just
well, you're
no,
just a liar. So you're a liar. Because remember we said, hold on a second.
I mean, it
yeah,
sort
yeah,
of
yeah.
feels like
it's
you
ridiculous.
Guys are the ones who are hiding.
Really? No. This is actually
who snuck in on you?
Who's the guy Ethan's who never appears on stage, never does a live show,
but is a
never
comic.
Even sheds, never even allows a shadow of comedy to be perceived on his program? It's just hiding.
Right.
Everything we do is out in the open. H3.
Steven,
you know,
you're wearing a holster.
We agreed.
So what?
Hold on a second. Yeah. So. Yeah. I want to normalize responsible gun ownership. Is that your debate? No wonder you had to bring in a hack for
you.
You.
Well, no, you're talking about comedy.
That's
I mean,
a
debate
strategy.
That's
right
not very funny.
You're a holster, bro.
Also, you're
you
a sponsor.
If he takes advantage of mentally ill women for a show,
it's about
gay
boy love.
Okay.
All of it.
All right, Sam. You got it. You got it. I hope you have a wonderful highlight reel.
Hold on. Let me just make one point.
Hope you enjoy Politicon.
Hold on. Let me make one point, Steven.
Take it.
Steven,
right,
don't bail.
Guys.
Don't
I appreciate it.
Don't bail, you coward.
Hey, Sam, one thing before I go. One thing before
if
I go. Can you take off your glasses?
Steven,
hold on.
One thing before I go. Can
I just
you take off
see,
your glasses?
We just want to see.
I just want to see if you take them off, if you have the Velveteen Rabbit buttons. That's the only thing I'm curious about. It's the only interesting part
Steven,
about it.
Or if there's a soul.
Let's
just take
debate.
Take off the glasses.
Let's debate, Steven.
Don't hide behind the glasses.
Don't be a coward.
Don't say let's debate, Ethan. You've lost
coward.
The
right,
debate the
is
issues.
Sad.
What
this
does it matter who you debate, coward?
All right, good. You guys are good. Thank you.
Coward.
Won't even take off the glasses.
I was right.
All right, yeah. You can run
away. You run away twice. Cold feet again.
Come on, Steven.
Wow. Wow, dude, I can't believe he admit to following.
He admitted that he followed the show last week.
We got him.
He admitted that he watched the show last
we
week.
Got
we
got him. Dude, we played him so hard because he literally was following. He saw that you went live, dude. We fucking got him.
Oh, my God. We fucking nailed him.
Holy shit. So do you want to respond to here? You want to throw him up, Dan?
Yeah.
Do you want to respond to anything he said now that he's not talking over you?
Well, I mean, look, he's obviously lying about the idea that he wouldn't want to do a debate with me because his audience wouldn't know. Here's a guy who literally tracked my show last week because he was afraid that this would happen. Here's a guy who claims to have watched, I don't know, I don't know what it is he said he watched, but he's not worried about audience not knowing who he's debating because he sits down with random college kids and sandbags them on their campus.
I have the recording from Politicon when they called and he backed out. I have emails from Gavin McGinnis, whose show I would have never gone on, except he offered up a debate with Crowder, and Crowder left. And so, you know, I think Stephen is afraid of debating somebody. You know, look, I do a political show every day. It's dry.
I don't.
It's boring.
It's obvious.
And you don't.
Yeah, exactly. And so if he wants to debate the issues, what's the difference between me and anybody in the world?
I mean, only that he is convinced that for whatever reason, he's nervous about debating me. I don't know why. I don't know why that's the case. But I debated Charlie Kirk at Politicon. It was fine. I thought Kirk did a fairly good job. I think Stephen's not a total idiot, but I also do think he's a bit of a liar.
I mean, yeah, we even went through the effort of tracking down this claim that he never booked us for the show. I mean, here's the email, super professional. So I was like, I reached out to the girl. She said, I said, did you send me this email? She said, yes, I did. Years ago, for a few months, I worked for Steven Crowder booking. I'm not quite sure who you'd contact now. I know his dad does the booking for him. Let me know if you need me to try to find you. How would she know that if she didn't work for them?
You know, what's funny is that when the Politicon, when the woman from Politicon called me, she also mentioned that his dad, she said his team, I think Stephen got cold feet. His team pulled him out. And I said, wait, he's got a team? And he said, well, his dad.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, I mean, I called my dad to see if he could call Stephen's dad. To see if Stephen would debate me, like on some type of play date, but my father said, reminded me that I was a grown man and I should probably handle it myself.
Oh, you know, that's funny. My dad is actually Zooming with his dad later today to debate this very topics. You know what else he lied about? Filing this lawsuit. There's no lawsuit he ever filed, at least that I can find in the public record, which lawsuits are public record. So he is a liar as far, you know, the evidence does suggest.
Yeah, and the thing is that, you know, they go on and on about getting demonetized from YouTube or whatever it is, and they never, for them, it's really just a way of generating clicks. There are
The same with
policies.
The lawsuit.
Yeah, I mean, there are policies that you could pursue, but he can't ever address those because his ideology is such that there's no way for him to address it as a policy matter. So because as a policy matter, he'd have to agree that there needs to be government regulation of these things. And he doesn't believe in government regulation. And so he just goes out there and makes it as if it's like conservatives are somehow being oppressed.
It's actually not true at all. Everybody who talks about these issues, if they're taking a conservative or liberal stance on them, they're all getting demonetized equally. The fact that Stephen wants to go out there and do a mock execution of George Floyd and then act bewildered when his channel gets when his videos get demonetized is quite surprising to me that he would even be feigned surprised at that.
Yeah, we get, I don't know what our percentage of demonetization is for our videos. It happens. We just don't whine about it like they do and use it to generate clicks. It's because we're willing to talk about topics that we know. I mean, we don't do shit like what Crowder does that are just out and out racist and homophobic. But we will talk about protests. We will talk about, you know, political situations that advertisers don't want to be a part of.
Absolutely.
And that's just part of doing the job responsibly is understanding you're not going to be able to suck a dollar out of every single bit of content if you're actually, you know, trying to, you know, make a point about issues.
And one other thing he keeps bringing up, apparently the reason he's ducked you, Sam, is because you only have 1 million subscribers.
I know it.
And I'd actually challenge somebody to go through all of the interviews he's done and find any with under a million, because that would be quite ironic.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that Stephen has that metric, particularly since half of his, you know, all of his Change My Minds are with college students who may not even have a YouTube channel.
Right. You have more subs than them, surely.
At least a couple more than them.
Yeah. Well, I feel we got him pretty good here, Sam.
Well, you know, I would have liked to had an exchange of ideas with Stephen, so I'm a little bit disappointed. And I know how much you were looking forward to that, too. You know, we had, but I guess Stephen is just more interested in personalities than he is actually debating issues.
Yeah.
It's sort of sad.
It is sad. Sort of sad. It is sad because he claims he's a political thinker, but he didn't think much in this case.
I got to wonder if there are members of his audience right now who are probably thinking like, hey, wait a second. Maybe Stephen is actually afraid of having some type of exchange. I mean, he spent, how many times did he say in the preface of going on air with you, you know, a lot of times people won't show up for debates with me. And
here we are, well, baby.
He only wants to debate, you know, people who have a perspective on the left that have a YouTube channel that's over a million. Well, maybe you've got to expand your horizons a little bit.
Maybe you should be looking to debate people who are actually proficient in debating and the topics itself. Instead of, he referred to me as a layup, and I would agree with him in that I'm not politically savvy, and I'm not a debater. So what actual... value is there in debating me for him other than for him to look smart and get an easy point?
Exactly. But let me say this, that the original points that you were making about when it came to like the masks, I've interviewed, I don't know, half a dozen different epidemiologists, maybe a little bit more over the past year on the show, some of the top epidemiologists in the country. And the fact of the matter is that there was confusion and really not the science was not settled on the way that COVID was transferred. They didn't realize that it could be aerosolized. But the bottom line is that wearing masks, once they understood this, where the downside to wearing masks is nil.
Zero. Well, yeah, according to Stephen, scientists are not ever allowed to change their mind. See, scientists need to be right the first time and only the first time. They're not allowed to change their stance with data and research. And if they do, then they're frauds forever, for everything.
Right.
I mean, I even saw Stephen talking about, Fauci was wrong about AIDS back in, you know, the early 80s. And that's proof.
Right.
Fauci was wrong sometime previously in his career. So therefore, he is a fraud forever.
Speaking of fraud, I noticed that Crowder put up an email, you know, making a big deal about these emails from Fauci. And one of them he put up was from February 12th, where Fauci was saying, we don't think masks for the general public is going to be that effective or make a point.
Which
is what he said publicly a month later. But the fact is that the development of the science behind aerosolization of the virus was an ongoing effort. Wasn't until like, you know, late April that they started to realize this is the way it's going through there. And then it's not easy to take a novel new coronavirus and assess like what are the size of the particles.
Right.
But the bottom line is once they said do masks, it is an easy lift to wear a mask. It sucks, but it was the safest thing to do. And I'm sitting here with a study. I mean, they're really starting to come out now that the masks cut down by anywhere from 25% to 35% on the transmission. And so the idea that there are some scientists, he talks about aggregating the science. Look, he doesn't know how to aggregate. He's afraid to debate me. And I, you know, a guy with a million subscribers on YouTube, he's not aggregating the science. There are professionals who aggregate the science.
Sam, and do you think that the size of your sub count is there a correlation to your skills as a debater? That seems to be what Crowder's understanding is.
Or it's just that he is looking for any excuse to why he doesn't want to have a conversation with somebody who actually, you know, day in, day out, reads this stuff and talks to scientists and talks to reporters. I mean, look, you can find a lot of people who will say the Earth is flat. And if I aggregate those into all the scientists who say the Earth is in fact not flat, then you could say there's some questions. But that's not the way that science works. The fact of the matter is that like we have a basic understanding of what's going on. And the idea of you saying, listen to the scientists, particularly addressing YouTube guys.
Well,
right?
Like, yeah, when you're Stephen Crowder.
That's a good idea.
Thank you. Yeah, so obviously our whole little battle came when Stephen said it's his favorite clip of the year of us saying, listen, if you're like, it's okay to listen to scientists who are trying to save. It's okay. You don't need to question every single thing that comes across your desk, especially if you have no qualifications at all to assess this information. The fact that we need to be skeptical of every single thing of our government, that we don't trust our government to that extent, then our society has failed us in a way that we should just end it now.
But I think like you can be skeptical, but the fact of the matter is that what Crowder is not doing, he's not being skeptical in any type of thoughtful way. He is weaponizing doubts that happen to align with his political ideology. We saw it with the president that he was so supportive of. I mean, it's not hard to find many clips of Trump saying this is just going to go away. It's not really serious. There's only a couple of cases. We shouldn't even test.
Right.
And Crowder, that's why Crowder was doing it. I mean, if he was doing a genuinely skeptical, you know, sort of like categorization and cataloging of the science and laying it out there in a way that showed some measure of integrity, but let's be honest. I mean, people just watch this. Crowder had the opportunity to debate this with somebody who is serious about it and wanted to debate with him. I did nothing but, you know, approach this with a respectful manner. And he was afraid to do that because he knows he's full of it.
So
and he's
much
just delivering
so.
Talking points that, you know, his NRA buddies, you know, give him to
well,
go.
Yeah, they all it's all part of the big grift that all these conservative media. It's like you said, it's like they suck every dollar out of every controversy, and that's all that matters to him because, you know, he's got these big, beautiful leather holsters, and those things don't fill themselves, you know. and you know, it is worth mentioning once again that he noticed that you ended your show early last week. And
that's right.
And we specifically were like, I know he's watching because he's so afraid of Sam that we need to pre-record something, air it, so that he thinks you're live.
Right. Right now,
worked.
As we are talking,
you're
there
live.
Is a live show
yeah,
that's on.
And
he came on. We started the show 2 minutes early, and he did not walk on to the set until our show was live.
So true.
And you called, I got to say, you called it last week.
Thank
and
you.
I was like, I can't. I just don't believe that he's that nervous.
Yep, he was. I can't believe he admitted it.
What
a dumbass to admit it.
And also, like, the alternative is I think that Sam could show up, and I can't wait to show my audience how this moron who's been dogging me supposedly and sending people to, you know, debate me and this and that. I'm going to put this to rest once and for all. If Steven Crowder was as much of a man as he seems to be with his, you know, all his weightlifting and his gun and his holster, he's got a weapon, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
I'm coming unarmed. Hands up. If you want to shoot, go ahead.
How much
shoot.
Alpha brain do you think he takes in the morning?
He's probably juicing. And the idea that he had at least a week in advance knowledge that he couldn't come prepared to debate somebody who actually reads this stuff and spends their time doing this is almost like the saddest thing that one could say about Steven Crowder.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah, I'm almost. Sure there's some other things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Steven.
It's really sad. I mean, I was looking forward to it because I really wanted to
see it. The irony, right, as you've pointed out, is that he's the guy who got famous for with the debate me. You can't, if you're the debate me guy, that's your claim to fame. You can't dodge people that want to debate you, Steven. You got to own this thing that you create, this image you created. Stop being a bitch. Stop being a baby. You're like, come on, Steven. I think he lost the right to those holsters. I think he has to retire them.
Honestly, yeah, I think maybe
I'm calling
it's time
on retiring those holsters today.
Normalize wearing a squirt gun instead is what I would say to him.
You'd
have
I
to
agree.
Maybe like a Nerf. They have to have like a Nerf weapon. Like, I don't. Is he old enough to now like have a license for a handgun, or he doesn't need to anymore? Yeah, I mean, I think honestly. Like, I think we need to have a meeting with his dad. And,
yeah, I have his
bring
email
his father
now, so I'll be. Maybe we should email him, just say, you know, we think that
I don't know if his dad will be answering any of my emails after today.
After today, we're going to have to ask for his badge and weapon.
We're both fathers. I can't tell you how disappointed I would be in my son if he did what Steven did.
Oh, so disappointed, son. Yeah, son.
I just my son had his final Pony League baseball game yesterday, and I saw more courage from some of those 8-year-olds than we witnessed from Steven Crowder today. I mean, I would say probably like a good 3 or 4 of them were a lot tougher than Crowder. One guy hit the ball, the other one like tripped.
Yeah.
And, one of them didn't have their favorite hat, but they all played through it. Right. They all played through
Inspiring.
It. And I'm sad that did Steven.
Did you find it interesting, too, how he wouldn't put the camera on him for a minute? It was just on his sidekick.
Yeah, what do you think was going on? Do you think he was like going like, dad, dad in here.
Yeah.
Get dad in here now.
Got it.
But I'm glad he finally brought it back because I was like, what is with the sidekick? Why are you throwing him under the bus?
I know it. And the sidekick had to pretend like he was a big fan of mine. And
he had to come in real quick. Yeah.
Monitoring the show. That is.
His sidekick wasn't even drunk yet. It is early. Usually that guy's pissed drunk by the time they do their show.
To be honest, like I have the only time I think I've watched an extended run of Crowder show was when he was talking about you. I was trying to figure out like how did this start? And he was really drippily condescending for a guy who is afraid actually test his beliefs.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I haven't seen him so weak since watching him get punched in the face and dropping like a house of cards
by an old
in
man,
Wisconsin.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, that's the other thing. I don't know if you knew this. So Crowder, when he was complaining about what happened on YouTube to him, you know, like he put out a compilation video of people responding to when he got decked by a union guy in Wisconsin at the 2011 March protest against Scott Walker. And in that compilation, I was in it and put the video out. And then he pulled it back and cut me out of the compilation and reposted it on Twitter. Do we have that stuff?
Oh, wow. He is deathly afraid of you.
It is. Somebody on Twitter saw it and sent it in. We did a video about it, but it is weird.
He is deathly afraid.
And how he pretends, that's the thing I don't get. Like, how do you spend so much time worrying about somebody that you think is not big enough to even like discuss.
Who is he supposed to debate then, if not you?
I don't know.
Yeah, me? I'm not a political debater. I'm just some dumbass. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's trolling through to find makeup tutorial sites that have like 2 million subscribers.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, anybody who doesn't
Minecrafters
know.
Have a lot of subs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's some Minecrafters my son watches that maybe he'd like to debate on some of these issues.
Right.
Wow.
All right. Well, we got him, dude.
Yeah, that was fun. I appreciate your attempting to further the discourse, Ethan. I mean, that's the thing.
And that's all I care about. And the end of the day, I just wanted to put forward the best conversation possible to inform the most people possible. But Steven today wasn't able to do that for us.
I know. It's so sad.
It's a disappointment.
You gave him the opportunity.
And I hope his dad does have a stern talking to, like, son, this is the way to behave. This was not the proper way to behave in this situation. And gives him a good fatherly talk.
There's been times where I've said to my son, we're going to call up blankety blank's dad or mom, and you're gonna get on the phone and you're gonna apologize. And wanna say, I'm sure I don't wanna speak for you, but we'll be very gracious when Steven's dad calls and puts Steven on the phone.
When someone apologizes, you accept that.
Yeah,
you know, because you have to.
I want to make that absolutely clear if Steven calls to apologize, I'm going to be gracious about it.
Yeah, that's funny that you just reminded me. He kept telling me, I respect anyone that enters the ring, and I'll make my fans known of that. I respect that you're willing to enter the ring with me, and apparently, he doesn't respect that about you.
No, I guess not.
You don't have enough subscribers.
I don't have enough subscribers to earn the respect to enter the ring. When you enter the ring,
a million
you must
is a lot,
do so.
Apparent. I'd like to know where, at what point you are capable of entering the ring. And we'll, I'll
what's
try
the
to get,
subscriber yeah, threshold?
What is
because
this,
the first
exactly.
time, the first time he made this argument, I only had, I think, 500,000 subscribers. And
sure.
then, and then I feel like it's there's a, the goalposts are like he's dragging them with him as he runs along down the field, and they're just getting further and further.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try to get more intel on that for you.
All right, I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that. And, you know, maybe folks can, you know, reach out to him on Twitter and ask him politely, you know, how far are the goalposts?
Where's what yeah, let's find out so that we can have something to work towards.
Right,
so
exactly.
If you can ask Stephen, how many subs does Sam need to be worthy of the big stage?
Because I'll stick at it just to hit that number. And
well, we could buy you subs, or you know, we can work something
that's
out.
True. Yeah, we could just buy the subs. Yeah. That really occurred to me, but yes,
we'll figure
I should have done that. I should have done that today. I should have bought a million
well, hold
subs.
Hold on, Stephen. Give me a minute.
All right. Well, I've got to. My show, the pre-record is going to end in about 20 minutes. The one that is there almost exclusively for Steven and his dad. I hope they're enjoying
and it worked.
Yeah, it
they
did
watched
work.
It. Amazing. Amazing that he admit that.
Oh my
for a
God,
smart,
was,
for a parent, smart guy, he really shouldn't have said that.
That was probably the biggest mistake he made.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And the second one was coming after me.
Yeah. Yeah. That was probably the first mistake he made. And then there were subsidiary mistakes that followed.
All right, yes. Sam.
Ethan, it was a pleasure. I can't thank you enough for the opportunity. I'm
thank
sorry
you.
Stephen
this
wasn't
was great.
Up to him.
Yeah, apologies to Stephen and his dad for...
yeah, me too.
You know,
me too.
Just feel... Well. All right.
All right.
Have a good
Bye-bye.
Day. Bye.
You too.